Hello everyone, my name is Miss Lalita Dorinda Williams, the author of Be Strong, Stay Strong, and Escape from Hate Land. My most recent publication is a series entitled Contemplating a Sip of Satan's Sweet Tea. All of them have the same title, but different subheaders. I'm also the CEO of God-Given University Publishing, LLC. Well, today's Keep It Simple series episode is Something Stinks. Is it me? And I'm not referencing literal as for its body odor. But it's always good to do self-evaluations. Because throughout the year, other than things that's been going on in society, I have had the opportunity to see various individuals post things such as, if a person want to leave out of your life, they had no business being there in the first place. Or if your spirit is irritated by demons, then obviously they had no business being in your company. And the classic is, if people are avoiding you, they're just hating on you. Well, quiet as it's kept, some individuals are avoiding certain people. Not because they're hating on them. Not because they're envious. Because the person who is posting these things may be toxic themselves. They may have a temper that flares up, that just comes out of nowhere. They don't give anyone the benefit of the doubt. God forbid you make a mistake in front of them and then all hell breaks loose. And so sometimes people just distance themselves from someone because of things like that. In the classic, they find out what you did 80 years ago, and now they don't want to have nothing to do with you, although the person they heard about 80 years ago isn't the person you are now. The best example I have of that is the movie Unforgiven with Clint Eastwood. Excellent movie. It was about this guy, and in the beginning, it showed this older man who was a senior, and his father-in-law, I believe, was saying, you know, don't marry him. He's a drunk. He's evil. He's no good. He'll never amount to nothing. And Clint Eastwood was not that person the father-in-law said that he was. Eventually, he ended up somehow reverting back to his killing tendencies only to right a wrong. He wasn't doing murder, which is killing an innocent individual, but he was actually killing off the injustice that was taking place. And so at the end, when he went back to his quiet life, it repeated the words of his father-in-law saying, you know, don't marry that man. He's nothing but a drunk. He's no good. And he'll never amount to anything and he'll never change his ways. But when you saw the movie, you clearly saw he was nothing like what his father-in-law said he was, although he may have been that in the past. I said that to say this, us, including Lalita, as phenomenal as I am, I'm quite sure that there are some things that irritate a person to no end. My biggest pet peeve is that if I have something I need done, I want to zero in on that task until it's nailed to the ground, complete, every brick and tile is in place. And that's just, I've always been like that from what I understand. And I am fixated on something until the task is complete. And so for me, that may be an irritant to someone, but I feel like I'm minding my own business. I'm keeping to myself. And if I'm not socializing at the moment, don't take it personal. I need to finish what is set before me. That may bother people. That may annoy people. That may have a person thinking that, oh my gosh, she's just being snooty. Nope. I just want to complete what's at hand. But then you have someone who loves to talk. It's like from the time they wake up, I wonder why is it that their vocal cords just don't dry out. And then you have another individual where everything is always okay and everything is perfect, and the sky is falling and there's an earthquake and a tornado and a typhoon all at one time in their life, but they're always saying everything is okay. We all have different things that we may be an irritant to someone. The thing about it is that if someone decides to distance themselves from your life, we cannot automatically say something is what's wrong with that person. That may not be the case. Something just may be wrong with that person. But just like body parts, ankles, toes, and the soles of our feet are in the same area for a reason. They all work together for a common goal. The feet and the hands don't hang out with each other. They're all a part of the body. Excuse me. But for the hands to hang out with the feet on a daily basis is going to cause problems in other parts of the body, including the neck, the lower and upper back, the hip flexors, things like that. So am I hating on the feet? Absolutely not. The feet holds up the body. Am I hating on the hands? Do the hands think they're better than the feet? Absolutely not, because they need the feet to help them get where they're going. So whoever is in your corner on your side, they're on your side to assist you with where you are going next. So yeah, you could. I'm not saying don't post a social media meme about, you know, if you're irritated by a person, that means that's your spirit irritated by their demons. Not necessarily. Sometimes I may be annoyed with a person, not so much because they're disruptive or they have something going on that's a serious flaw. Sometimes I may be annoyed with a person because their class act is a step above me. And that may irritate me because it's like, okay, now I need to go ahead and work on Lolita, be it education, be it my not so much my personality, be it my attitude, be it a particular job. And I may not want to apply that energy in that particular area, although I know I need to in order to grow and develop and do well. So, homework assignment. Let's just look at every relationship. I'm not talking about intimate, but it could be work relationship, it could be a friendship, it could be a colleague or peer. Just evaluate the good things, the good qualities that they had in their life, and then you compare your whatever your qualities were to their qualities to evaluate, did you really remove yourself from them because they were a gossip or because they were snooty or because they were cantankerous and bitter? Or did you remove yourself from them because they're about their father's business and they're about their coins and they're serious about what they're zeroing in on and working on? And you just want to play video games and shop online all day, and you end up pulling yourself away from them because they're trying to watch their budget and stick with their meal plan while you're doing Uber Eats and Netflixing all day. I'm not saying nothing's wrong with Uber Eats or Netflixing, but if it becomes a way of life where it's eating into your budget where you can't save money, then that is something to truly look into. Well, that's my Keep It Simple series episode for the week. If you would like to know more about me, I have a plethora of different avenues that you can locate me on. Number one is God Giving University Publishing LLC on Facebook and on Instagram, as well as ggullc.wordpress.com. If you're interested in the author aspect of my ministry and what I do, then you can definitely locate me on Instagram, which is the numeral number 1_la_lita. Or you can follow me on my Facebook author page, Be Strong, Stay Strong. Last but not least, there is also my Zazzle God Giving University clothing line and lalitawilliams.com, which is lalitawilliams.com. Well, until I record again, cast all of your cares upon Jesus Christ because he cares for you. And stay prayerful. It changes things for real.